Hello, Hans.
Hello, Pietro.
Already here?
I've been here since I finished my exams on 21st June.
How did you manage at school?
Terrible. But now I've given up studying forever.
Forever? But you're only 18.
In Germany, there are different types of schools. Children may go to the kindergarten from 3 to 5, and afterwards they go to elementary school, or Grundschule, until they're 9. Then we are segregated according to our academic ability, and we can attend one of the following three schools: Hauptschule, Realschule, or Gymnasium. I went to Hauptschule, which teaches the same subjects as other schools, but at a slower pace. And we have some vocational-oriented courses and apprenticeship training up until 18 years old. This is the kind of school that I decided to attend. So, I'm 18, I've just finished school, and I've started work.
It's quite different in Italy. Primary school, or scuola elementare, begins when you're 6. Then we have secondary schools, scuola media, till we're 14. We study geography, science, math, Italian, English, history, art, music, PE, physical education. Afterwards, we have to take and, of course, pass an exam to move to higher secondary school, or liceo. And we must choose between different subject matters. After finishing higher secondary school, we have to pass a diploma of maturità. Once we've got it, we can move to university or begin a professional career.
Wow! Look! Who's that going down there? John and Dave? They've come back as well. It's really fantastic. Now I'm sure we are going to have a great time again. You remember last year? It was brilliant.
Hello, John.
Hello, Dave.
So happy to see you again.
Ready to party?
No, I failed my exams and my parents are furious. They didn't give me any money to come here, so no money, no parties.
You failed your exams? Poor you. How come?
My parents wanted me to go to university, so I had to take my A-levels and pass them.
A-levels? What do you mean? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll explain to you. In England, children have to go to school until they're 16 years old. At the age of 16, they take an examination called the GCSE. It stands for General Certificate of Secondary Education. We have examinations in mathematics, English literature, English language, physics, chemistry, biology, history, or the classics, and in one language. If we get the GCSE, we can either leave school or go to a technical college or continue at high school for 2 more years and take the A-level exams in 3 or 4 subjects, which will allow you to go to university.
And you failed after studying 2 years at high school?
And the thing is, my younger cousin Sean did extremely well at his GCSE, and my grandparents are just making such a fuss about it. How well Sean did and which A-levels he's taking. I think it all made my parents even more furious.
Yeah, I got the picture.
Well, it's a bit different in the United States. We start school when we are 5 in the kindergarten. The second year is like the first year in primary school, and it's called the first grade. After finishing the 5th grade, or last year of primary school, American children go on to secondary school. There are 7 school years, called 6th to 12th grade. At the end of those 12 grades, we get a high school, and we can go to an undergraduate school, either 2 or 4 years, to obtain either an associate degree or a bachelor's degree. Once you have your bachelor's degree, you can study 2 more years for a master's degree.
Stop! That's enough. School is just over. Forget it. We're on holiday now. Look at those girls over there.
I failed at school, but here I think I'll be the best.